Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
God is angry with sin. Oh, and hear it.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid, wonderful day. Don't you feel it? Let's take a deep breath. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Today is a wonderful day. Regardless of what's happening in your weather, regardless of what's happening to you in your life, today is a wonderful day. Regardless of what's happening in your family, today is a wonderful day. Yeah. Don't ever think that today or a day is worse than it is, or every day is bad, or No, don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't talk about the days being bad. They might not feel good, but they are good. What did one singer say? It might not feel good to you, but it's good for you. Yeah, that's what he said. Something like that. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Listen, let's deal with this right here. You know, today's a good day, and it is. But I want you to understand this. Stop talking yourself into a bad day. Stop talking yourself into a bad day. It could be a great day, or it might not be as, you know, as wonderful as you think in the beginning, but because you keep talking negative, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And a lot of times that we just, I don't know why we do it. Must be human nature or something. We talk ourselves into a bad day, and we don't need to do that. We don't have to do that. Talk yourself into a good day. Ask God to show you the things that you're missing. Ask Him to show you what you're not seeing. It's something good about today. Because everything the Lord made is good. Ain't that what it said? This day He made and it was good. And this day He made and it was good. Oh, yeah. So this is a good day. God made it. I don't always know what He's doing in it. And like I said, it don't always feel good. But it's good for me. It don't look like it's good to me, but it's good for me. But I'm not going to talk myself into a bad day. Now, I'm up. I'm up for you. I am totally up. Don't you feel my upness? I'm up for you. But all the time, I don't always feel like that, right? And that's fine if I don't feel that way. It's fine I don't feel like that way all the time. But hey, all I do is not talk myself into a bad day, though. I don't go into that. I might not always feel great, but I still feel good. I don't feel splendid every day, but I feel good. Touch your neighbor and say, feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good. That's what we have to do. Not talk ourselves into a bad day. Talk ourselves out of the bad day and talk ourselves into the good part of the day. You know, and a lot of times most good days don't start off appearing to be good. Sometimes they just appear to be God awful. Like God has walked away from us. God has forsaken us. That's what it feels like. Or that's what it looks like. But that's not the case. Because even though, Saturday's not a, it don't feel all that great. But then Sunday rolls around and it's splendid. So even if the day doesn't feel as wonderful as you would like for it to feel, another day is coming, is all I'm saying. Another day is coming. The night comes, then there's a morning, then there's the full day, and we have another day after that coming. You know, that's what we have. I'm glad God God thinks about us. I'm just glad that he takes care of us, protects us. What was it, that verse in, I think it was 1 Peter, talking about through our faith, he protects us. And a lot of things, the other things happening through our faith. We're believing in him, we're trusting in him, and he makes ways out of no ways. He's the one who opened doors that can't be shut. And then he shuts doors that can't be opened. That's him. That's the God we serve. That's the God we have. We don't have any other God but him. So, you know, is either you don't believe him or you do believe him. Either way, the day is going to be the same. So don't talk yourself out of a good day. Always talk yourself into a good day. But don't walk around talking yourself into a bad one. It just takes way, way, way too long. Now, we got a verse here that we're going to look at. Was it Lamentations 2? Yeah, Lamentations 2. We'll start at verse number 1. Lamentations 2, verse number 1. Talking about God's anger at sin. And then so what you're going to find out and see that very same God that I was telling you guys about earlier this week, how he is protecting and making sure and mercy filled and full of faithfulness and everything. You keep messing with him and keep doing things, this could happen to you. Because there was a group of people who were accepting and doing all that God wanted. And all of a sudden they changed or something. I don't know if the generations changed or something happened. All I know is God is angry at this sin. Verse number 1 says this. Lamentations 2, verse number 1. The Lord in his anger has cast a dark shadow over the beautiful Jerusalem. So those are the believers. Those supposedly the believers are the city of God, right? God in his anger has cast a dark shadow over beautiful Jerusalem. The fairest of Israel's cities lies in dust. Thrown down from the heights of heaven, in his day of great anger, the Lord has shown no mercy. He's shown no mercy. Even his temple, he did no mercy. Verse number 2. Without mercy, the Lord has destroyed every home in Israel. In his anger, he has also broken down the fortress walls of beautiful Jerusalem. He has brought them to the ground, dishonoring the kingdom and its rulers. This is what God did. Long after all that forgiveness and everything, this is what happens. Now, I'm showing you this. So if you're not careful, if I'm not careful, we can really, and I mean really, cause God to come down on us. Verse number 3. All the strength of Israel vanishes beneath his fierce anger. The Lord hath withdrawn his protection. Man. As the enemy attacks, he's withdrawn his protection as the enemy. Listen to that. The Lord has withdrawn his protection as the enemy attacks. Not before they attack, but as they attacked. He consumes the whole land of Israel like a raging fire. So all this stuff is happening because sin, God's anger with sin. All the strength of Israel vanishes beneath his fierce anger. The Lord has withdrawn his protection as the enemies attack. He consumes the whole land of Israel like a raging fire. And we're not talking about just a location. If we're not careful, the same God that saved us, can withdraw his protection as the enemy attacks. And we don't need that. Life is tough enough sometimes, and we don't need no extra help from God to make it worse. No, we don't need God making it worse. He bends his bow against his people as though they were his enemy. That's because of something we did. You know, that would be us. You know, we have everything we ever wanted, and all of a sudden, or matter of fact, you grew up not having anything you wanted. Always poor, always not having, never had enough, always second to the best. And then we get everything that we want, everything we prayed for. God is blessing us. God is helping us. God is leading us. And then we turn our back on him. And then as he bends his bow against his people as though they were his enemy. His strength is used against them to kill their finest youth. His fury is poured out like fire on beautiful Jerusalem. Yes, the Lord has vanquished Israel like an enemy. He has destroyed their palaces and demolished their fortresses. He has brought unending sorrow to their tears upon beautiful Jerusalem. Verse number 6. He has broken down his temple as though it were merely a garden shelter where they worshiped. He just broke it down as if it was a garden shelter. The Lord has blotted out all memory of the holy festivals and Sabbath days. That tells it all. He's blotted out all the memory of the holy festivals and Sabbath days. Kings and priests fall together before his fierce anger. All this because of God's anger with sin. The Lord has rejected his own altar. He despises his own sanctuary. He has given Jerusalem palaces to her enemies. They shout in the Lord's temple. They shout in the Lord's temple as though it were the day of celebration. The Lord was determined to destroy the walls of the beautiful Jerusalem. He made careful plans for their destructions. He did. Then he did what he planned. Therefore, the ramparts of the walls have fallen down before him. God don't like sin, man, especially from believers.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.